Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Luke 10, especially these words. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Does Jesus not care? What hurtful words from the lips of Martha. Doesn't he care? She's doing all the work. It's unusual, isn't it? After all, Luke's gospel especially is one where service is highlighted. Shepherds come, seeking to serve the baby at Bethlehem with their worship. Simeon serves by praising God in the temple when he sees the Christ child. John the Baptizer serves by baptizing people and calling them to repentance in the Jordan River. He serves preparing the way for the coming one. Jesus serves by driving out legions of demons, healing the centurion's servant, by raising the dead son of the widow at Nain, calming the storm for the fearful disciples. The 72, as we heard just a few weeks ago, go out to serve, driving out demons and proclaiming that the kingdom of God has come so near. And even last week's gospel reading, the text right before this one, that lawyer stands up to test Jesus. What must I do to be saved? And Jesus tells that parable of the Good Samaritan. The priest and Levite walk right on by, but the Samaritan, he serves. So, Martha serves. She opens her home to Jesus and these disciples. Maybe it's just the 12, or maybe there's a bigger crowd there. This takes a lot of work. Preparing meals, there's no supermarket back then, no ovens either. She prepares the meal and gets everything ready for Jesus and his disciples, and perhaps more, to stay. And the impression we've got is that she's doing it all alone. Shouldn't her sister, at the very least, help her? James says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith and does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking daily food, and one of you says to him, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So faith, by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Martha certainly has works, doesn't she? She's working and serving and scraping and doing all the things that are needed for Jesus and his disciples to have an enjoyable time staying at her home. And Mary is not. Don't you care, Jesus? We see the same thing in our Old Testament reading this morning, don't we? When those three visitors come to Abraham, what does he do? He runs all over getting the food ready for them. Well, he doesn't get the food ready. Sarah does, and his servants do. But he starts the whole thing going. He serves. That's exactly what Martha's doing. Don't you care, Jesus? Does Jesus not care? He does care. But Martha has forgotten the most important thing. You see, in Luke's gospel, it's not just about serving. There's another, more important aspect that comes along with it. with this table fellowship aspect, with this serving aspect in Luke's gospel. And that's the teaching that goes along with it. The shepherds came to worship the baby in Bethlehem, but more importantly, they wanted to receive from that Christ child. Simeon rejoices at the birth of Jesus, and now he can depart in peace because he knows what that child is about to do. John the Baptizer serves, but his service is secondary. He's not even worthy to stoop down and untie the sandals of the one who's coming after him. Jesus serves by doing so many different things, but doing those things comes secondary to his preaching of the good news. The teaching comes first. Jesus, the 72, they teach before they do the miracles. They teach about who Jesus is and what he has come to do, how he indeed is the one to save sinners from their sins. Jesus has not come to be some bread king or to be some genie who will do whatever sinners want. Heal my son, drive out these demons, feed me now, Jesus. That's not why Jesus came. Don't you care, Jesus? He does care. That's why he does the one thing needful. Martha had forgotten what she needed, just like that lawyer had forgotten what he needed. The lawyer thought he was good enough. Didn't need anything. And Martha, too. She forgot that her service came second to Jesus' service of her. She needed Jesus to serve her. And that's exactly what Jesus wanted to do. He cared so much about her that he came to teach her of all that he would do for her. Doesn't he care? Yes, he does. Cares enough to do the one thing needful. Maybe it's not the one thing that you or I might want more than anything else, but it's the one thing that we need, that we could never do for ourselves. We could never work hard enough to earn this. We could never be good enough to deserve this. Jesus comes to give us eternal life. Our sins were that bad. Martha's were that bad. We and she could not do it ourselves. But God the Father had to send his own dear Son to take on flesh and to present that flesh upon the cross. Look there and ask that question. Do you not care, Jesus? As he hangs, bleeding, dying, suffering, not for himself, but for you. Does he care? Yes. At the cross, we see how much he cares. That he wouldn't just give us all of the first article blessings that we enjoy, but that he would save us from our sins and grant us to be forgiven. This is the one thing needful that Jesus desires to give more than any other. He wants to forgive you your sins and grant you life eternal. This he gives through baptism, the supper, his word. Does he not care? Drown your sins in your baptism and see how much he cares. Hear his word declaring to you that your sins, every one of them, are forgiven. And see how much he cares. Come to this altar to receive his body and blood. And see how much he cares for you. He gives you himself, all of himself, that you would not die in your sins and trespasses in which you once walked, but that you would live in him. Martha had her priorities wrong. She thought her service came before Jesus serving her. Jesus serves us first, that we in turn may serve one another in love. Yes, that service is needed as well. Your brothers and sisters need your prayers, your support, your encouragement, absolutely. But that's all secondary. You need God to serve you first with the good news of Jesus Christ, to give you that forgiveness of sins, that you then would go out and serve your neighbors as yourselves. In the name of Jesus, amen.